Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's going to give permanence to the 2017 Tax Cuts and Job Act, which will, back to the question on certainty, it will give American business certainty, it will give American people certainty, and then President Trump is also adding the things for working Americans that is talked about earlier, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, making auto payments deductible. So that will substantially address the affordability crisis.
Yep, that's Secretary Bessent talking about what's going to happen with the big, beautiful bill. And we're fortunate enough to have Taylor Riggs with us this morning, co-anchor of the Big Money Show and fresh off the set, well, minus a couple hours from Fox and Friends First, where I saw her with our friend Todd Pyro this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were up really early today, Taylor.
You know, too early, but that's okay. The news never stops.
That's true. Good for you, man. That's I'm sitting at my desk going, wow, they got Taylor out of bed early this morning for that one. That
means you're up too early, too.
Well, yeah, we go on at 5 o'clock Central Time, so at 6 Eastern. I was just before 6 Eastern watching you on there. So, yeah, that's good. So you guys were talking a little bit about the president's first 100 days and these tariffs. And what about this? I saw yesterday where Bessent announced he's very close to he struck a deal. He's waiting for the parliament in this country, unnamed country, to approve the deal. And even on that speculation, the markets bounce back a little bit, right?
Yeah. So, again, what we are hearing is there's, you know, one deal that is coming out to be finalized. And, you know, if this is a big country, I think a lot of people are hoping that this is India.
Right.
Because they're one of the biggest trading partners, ex-China. That this is good because it would really set the stage for what future trade deals could look like. A lot of people are hoping that if this is a big country with a big trade deal, this could be the blueprint. Is this how we can start to think about what the other deals will start to look like? And I think this will give the market some reassurance that, look, historically, trade deals take 18 months to negotiate. And if we can start to get this done, then there won't be a longer pause. We can start to get some resolution, some clarity. That's what business leaders need right now. And so, yeah, it was enough, at least certainly yesterday, to move the market.
It seems like it should be easier than that, doesn't it? I mean, when you simplify this thing, the U.S. feels as if the tariff charged by India on in certain sectors is too high. We want them to bring that down. Can't you just sit down at the table and they say, okay, we'll bring this down. You negotiate a point you're comfortable with, and then you move forward. But you just said these can take 18 months normally.
Yeah, you know, the devil's in the details. And, you know, there's some big tariffs in India where we can't sell a lot of our American cars. That's been a big push with the president in Detroit area yesterday, right? And so that's a negotiating deal. There's were some other negotiations I heard going on that if China isn't accepting delivery of our Boeing planes, is someone else in the region going to accept delivery for their government-run airlines. And so, again, it is complicated. And, you know, I think the American people can really understand reciprocity and the reciprocal tariffs. I think the Liberation Day tariffs were very jarring to some people because it was calculated based on the trade deficit, not certain reciprocal tariffs.
Right.
And so I think going back to that and then trying to, again, from this administration, figure out, you know, who is in charge. We've been hearing originally a lot from Peter Navarro and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, but more and more we're hearing more from Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary. And I think Scott Bessent is, and I've said this on your program, one of the smartest people in that administration. So I love that he's been the one out really front and center, maybe involved in these negotiations. So it's complicated. But again, we just need sort of one big deal to get the ball rolling.
I saw you posting on X about our Senator Josh Hawley and how he's pushing once again for the so-called Pelosi Act, which would essentially ban lawmakers from trading stocks. What do you think about all that?
So I was trying to take an informal poll to figure out how do Americans feel about this? So it would ban a lawmaker and their spouses from investing in certain securities. So I think the biggie when we all think about is if I'm a high level congressperson and I'm getting briefed on, let's say it's January or February 2020, and I'm getting briefed on COVID and the economy and all these shutdowns, and I then go out and sell my stocks, does that feel fair to everyone else who still in that time wasn't really sure what the economic impact would be?
Of course not.
Does that feel like material inside information? A lot of people say, yeah, you know, let's put it in Josh Hawley's proposal in a blind trust or allow you to trade a broad index, but not a specific individual company. Like in NVIDIA, if I know that NVIDIA is or is not going to be impacted by tariffs, and I'm in that big briefing, you know, but a lot of people kept saying, you know, some of these small, lower level Congress people, they know just as much as I do. They're not in these briefings. We shouldn't punish them. I tend to lean a little bit more on, I don't want them involved in the markets. To me, it appears, even if there isn't a true conflict of interest, it appears that way. And I don't want people in Congress getting rich off the market. They're there to do their job, to represent me, not to be day trading stocks. If they want to do that once they're voted out or leave, great. But I don't want them there like Nancy Pelosi, who's there for hundreds of years, and she's getting rich off the market. That's not the goal.
Hundreds of years.
I just loved that he named it the Pelosi Act. Doesn't the president have to put their stuff in a blind trust? They do, don't they?
I believe so.
I think they do.
And I believe that... excuse me, I'm forgiving his name, the crypto and AI czar, David Sachs.
Yes.
Again, one of the smartest people from Silicon Valley to come out and support Trump, had sold off most or all of his individual holdings as well in AI and crypto, given that that is going to be his new role in the administration. So we do have some checks and balances. And yes, the SEC could theoretically go after anyone in Congress if they violated this rule. But again, theoretically, and I think the American people, some of them say, yeah, I don't even want you involved. That's not your job.
It's a good point. Taylor Riggs, the Big Money Show there on Fox. Taylor, here's hoping you get a nap at some point today, okay?
Thank you. We're trying. You too.
Yeah, thank you. We'll talk soon. Always great having her on here talking about that. And you can watch her there noon to, I believe, 2 now. I think they've expanded that on Fox.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Business now. So, yeah, the Pelosi Act, that just cracks me up. People that go to Congress and stay there for hundreds of years.
Well, really, I mean,
almost 100.
I was going to say Nancy Pelosi, yeah, top of the list.
Yeah, no kidding. That's true. All right. When we come back, there is news out of Jeff City this morning about the budget bill and all of the pork that's the pet projects packed into this budget bill that's going to, apparently, they're negotiating it right now, and then it would go to the governor's desk sometime before the end of the session on the 16th of May. So we're going to kick that around, and I'll tell you a little bit of what's being reported this morning when we come back.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.